Reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2, page Nun Hey, Staklut Nimit, item 4, you can get into our site, Kabla TV, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2, page Nun Hey, Inner Reflection, item 4. Two kinds of reception in the Kli, one through the Toch, two through the Chitzoniut, externality. You already know about the middle point in Ein Sof, where the restriction took place, and the light departed from that point and became an empty Chalal, an empty space. It is explained there that it is called the middle point to indicate that it does not receive through its pnimiut and toch, but only through its chitzoniut, externality, from its surroundings. It receives the light without any limitation and measurement, because the one that receives from the chitzoniut, externality, does not limit the light. As a result, we have two kinds of reception in the kelim. One, through the chitzoniut, through the externality, and the second, through the pnimiut, through the internality. We must thoroughly understand which internality and externality we are discussing here, as this naturally does not refer to a place or an area by which you might imagine externality and internality.
Only a question, so we need to continue.
The first three Bechinot only cause the appearance of Bechina Daled, but they cannot receive. They are like four layers in the wall of the Kli. Item 5. You already know that the term spiritual Kli refers to Ratzon, desire, in the Netzal, in the emanated, to receive its abundance from Ein Sof. Also, you already know that this desire has four Bechinot, one below the other. In other words, this Kli, being the above will to receive, can perform its task only after it gradually passes through the above four Bechinot. The first Bechina is a very small desire. Bechina Bet is greater than Bechina Aleph, etc. Bechina Dalet is the full measure of the Ratzon, of the desire, as it should be for the final completion of the Kli. The reason for it has already been explained, since the form of this will to receive is absolutely opposite to the will to bestow in the light of Ein Sof. It cannot appear all at once, but only slowly. It starts from the will to bestow in the shoresh, in the root, called keter, continues to the more av, to the coarser, which is a little different from it, being Bechina Aleph. From there, it continues to the coarser, namely Bechina Bet, and so on, by the same way, until Bechina Dalet, which is absolutely opposite to the form of the light. She, specifically, is able to serve as a Kli in the emanated. However, the first three previous Bechinot, the will to receive is not apparent in them, uncovered enough to serve as a Kli for reception. Thus, only Bechina Dalet is regarded as the Kli for reception in the emanated. And for that reason, it is called the Pnimiut, the internality and Toch of the emanated, Ne'etzal. Bechina Gimel, however, in the desire, is considered to be outside Bechina Dalet. Bechina Bet is outside Bechina Gimel, and Bechina Aleph is outside Bechina Bet. Bechinat Keter is the uttermost. Like a corporeal Kli that contains four layers, one on top of the other. The abundance in that kli is certainly received in the fourth innermost layer. The three outer layers that surround it are only there as a support for the innermost fourth layer. Here too, the light is received only in Bechina Daled, while the first three Bechinot are exterior to it, coming only because it is impossible for it to come at once, but only by concatenation, as we've explained above.
This cascading comes in order to discern for us the standing, the increasing standing in all the different manners between the will to receive and the will to bestow. The connection, the attitude between them, both in size and in the different manner each time, is what builds Bchinat Dalet, and therefore all the previous Bchinot, which are Bchinot in which the will to receive and the will to bestow mixes, are Bchinot that build the Bchinat Dalet and maintain it, but only for it they exist. For the Bchinat Dalet. Amikam, what happened to you today? You're looking at one point on the wall, like that, all the time. Is it a certain type of meditation? Well, ask something. We're already starting to be concerned about you.
I'm looking at the middle point.
Oh, it's there.
This thing of right and left, or internal and external, we don't know it in our reality. Only when a door is shut down, then we understand that we're on one side of it, but not on the other side of it.
Right. We always attain from a deficiency. That's correct.
The thing is that everyone, let's say in a submarine, when they shut the doors, you want to be on the right side of the door, correct side of it. But in concealment, you have no idea which side you want to be left outside the door.
And then what's the question?
So the question is, how do we take the right direction?
To the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. How can we be on the right side of the door? That's my question.
What's opposite the will to receive and what's for the will to bestow? That's how we're told by my Kabbalists. Now the question is, are you going according to your mind or are you according to their mind?
But the mind of the Ari and Baal HaSulam says that the three Bechinot, it's only a kind of a klipa for the Bechina of the desire. And that kli, is it left or
correct.
Right?
So I'll answer you, sir. The Kabbalists aren't telling you to do actions. That are unrealistic, kind of against logic. No. They're telling you, you should try to enter into what we're saying and recommending in order to understand that you're incapable, in order to develop a desire for it, in order to advance always from the negation. And then you will necessitate the reforming light, and it will do all for you. You need to constantly create the deficiencies, the kilim, the aspirations, and the Creator will finish for me. You aren't demanded to do the actions like the Creator needs to do. Only He is capable. You're only demanded to make sure that you yourself don't know, and you would like to, and therefore you're asking. Because the purpose of creation is not for you to be corrected. No. The purpose of creation is for you to be connected to Him. Yes.
There is this thing in one's life that at some point he has to decide by himself, beside looking for the desire and the yearning, to decide if he's taking one way or another. Is there some place of freedom of choice, or the freedom of choice is only
at every given second?
So the question, well, we're asking about extreme conditions. If you're making the wrong choice and you're choosing the wrong place.
So, no, it's not a problem. What you need to choose. The main thing for you is to be in the choice, in that choice. In the direction of good or bad, that's not important. To constantly be in the fact that I'm awake and wants to advance. How many times does the child miss error and fall and break? And will what? Did you see that someone ever grew up without that? No. All our existence is only from the feeling of the boundaries, of the attainment of the different boundaries.
And there is no set that you have decided, you've closed the door.
And then you're stupid for your whole life. No, but how could it be that you have no other discernments, that in the next moment you won't be again in hesitating this way or that way or like this, like that, and by that you'll do some kind of actions and examinations and tests and you'll make mistakes and then understand? How could it be without that?
But perhaps this is imaginary reality that I think that I can do it.
That's not important, as long as you're constantly developing your kilim through these scrutinies. Therefore, it's not important what you're deciding or not, as long as you're at last deciding. Imagine a child that's sitting there like this, and that's it. Or every moment he's going to break, to drop something, to do something. Who develops more? Well, isn't it clear? We need as fast as possible to attain all the discernments between us and the Creator, between the will to receive and the will to bestow. And this is how we define development, from the changes, from the many manners of difference. This is qualitative development. Yes?
We learned that there is Malchut, we've learned about the accusation of the moon.
Question.
I might be mixing things a little bit, but the Malchut of the accusation of the moon cycled from the left of Bina, even before there was right and left, before Tzimtzum Bet.
The fact that it's in a concealed manner inside of it, that's that, yes. But we'll leave that. Where are we? Item 6. Yes? Pnimiut and Avyut? Okay. Well, please.
Pnimiut and Avyut, internality and externality are the same. Chitzoniut and Zekut, externality and purity are the same too. Now you have thoroughly learned about the internality and externality that we must distinguish in every kli. Because there are four bechinot in every kli, the last of them is called the toch, the inside, and the pnimiut, the internality of that kli. It is the essence of the reception in the kli. The bechinot that preceded it are meant to uncover the last of them and are therefore regarded as the chitzoniut, externality of the kli. The farther the degree from the last bechina is, the outer it is considered to be. You should also know that bechina aleph is purer than bechina bet, and bechina dalet is the most av, the coarsest. It turns out that the internality and avyut, coarseness, are one and the same. And the reason that Bechina Dalet is regarded as the one that receives the Ashefa, the abundance, it's only because she is the coarsest. And externality and purity are the same thing because it has a frail, weak desire and pure one, and it is closer to the Bechina of the Emanator. Therefore, it is the most external, meaning it is further away from being a Bechina of reception, which is the internality and Toch.
It's clear, yes? Internality, externality, coarseness and pureness, upper and lower. All these things are understood. That closest to the Creator is called pure for the will to bestow. The coarsest from it, as Malchut, is closer to the nature of the creature, and so on. There's nothing special here. Questions? There aren't. Only short, without a story.
About this whole circle of internal and external, we finish in the connections between us, this whole gap between all those circles, different levels.
We feel, so what? No, that's not a question. The question needs to be very clear. In the added relation between us, there's also internality and externality. There are things that are more important, so they're more internal, and the external ones are less important. Now the question, what for me is externality and what's internality for me?
I mean, can we feel those gaps between 1, 2, 3, 4 inside the system?
For the time being, we don't understand. That's why you yourself are asking. We don't feel. Whoever feels. It depends on a person. Questions need to be more clear. Okay, item 7.
Item 7, proximity and remoteness from the emanator are evaluated according to the measure of reception in the emanated. This is what the Ari wrote about in the Sefirot of Igulim, that the other is better and the closer to the Ma'atzil, to the emanator. That is because Bechinat Rut, called Keter, is the purest and closest in form to Ein Sof. Meaning closest to the emanator.
According to nature, yes? He bestows, she bestows.
He designates her as the outermost, meaning furthest from the toch and the internality, meaning reception. After her comes Bechina Aleph, which is more internal than Keter, meaning closer to reception. Bechina Bet is more internal than her, meaning closer to Bechina Dalet, being Bechina of reception. Thus, Bechina Dalet is the actual pnimiut, actual internality, meaning the shefa, the abundance, is received in her. For that reason, her form is also the furthest away from the emanator.
It's clear, yes? Closeness or distancing, we're talking about the matter of the creature. So according to the matter of the creature, according to the will to receive, the Bechina Dalet are further away from the emanator. But as we learn through its work, to be above reason, to be above its will to receive, then Bechina Dalet can be the opposite, the purest, and then also the closest to the emanator. It all depends according to what we're talking, according to internality, externality, avyut and zakut, coarseness and purity. Next.
אמנם בספירות די יושר יש עניין של אור חוזר העולה מהזיווג של המסך עם האור העליון. שמידת גודלו של אור חוזר זה נמדד בשיעור עוביות שיש במסך המזדווג באור העליון. שמסך היותר עב, דהיינו בחינה דלת, נמצא מגלה קומה שלמה של 10 ספירות, שהיא עד הכתר. ואם אמנם שיעור העוביות שבמסך פחות הוא בבחינה אחת, ואין בו אלא בחינה ג', נמצא מגלה רק 10 ספירות, שכל אחת מהן אין לה אלא קומת חוכמה, וחסר הכתר. ואם אין בו אלא העוביות של בחינה ב',
If it only has the aviyot of the second Bechina, it reveals only 10 sefirot, which each has only the degree of Bina, missing Keter and missing Chochma. And if the Masach has only the aviyot of Bechina Aleph, it discloses 10 sefirot. Each of them has only the degree of Zer'anpin. And if the Masach is pure and doesn't have even the Oviyut of Bechina Aleph, then it doesn't disclose any level, only Bechinat Malchut.
Questions?
No.
Everything is clear. Well?
According to what he says, that the Creator is beneficial to His creatures, so the part of Bechina Aleph that receives both the abundance and the Bisur is supposed to be closer to the purpose of the Creator, for He receives the entire abundance, at least in the first part.
Meaning He is using Bechina Dalet, and nevertheless, in a measure that does not distance him from the bestower. Kind of like a fetus. Also receives, and also it's not far from the bestower, from the influencer. Coarseness of Sholosh. Well, but it needs to do its work on the coarseness of Sholosh. Because in that, at least, he builds himself to not be separated from the bestower.
I'm asking from the perspective of the purpose of the creation. The Creator doesn't care if how you get his beneficial, as long as you receive. He wants to benefit his creatures. So the first part, where Bechina Dalet decides to receive both the abundance and to bestow. To receive and bestow.
Without a Masach? Without restriction?
But this is what happens in Bechina Dalet when Shen decides to receive both the abundance.
Before the restriction in Ein Sof.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not talking about the creature yet. We're talking about the discernments that are before the creature. Bechina Dalet is not yet the creature there. When there is no response on behalf of Bechina Dalet, we're not talking about the creature. The creature is called whoever responds. Because we always talk from the side of the creature. If he's not responding yet, he doesn't exist. It's all still under the discernment of the Creator. Only the restriction is the first action. Well, before that, let's say the decision about the restriction points to something additional other than the Creator that wants to define its personality. Okay? What?
What does it mean that the light performs a zivug with the Masach?
It's a sign that there is between two opposite things a connection. Zivug, coupling, is a connection.
And what's the difference between that and the feeling of the pleasure that happens when the light encounters the kli?
As the light enters the kli without a masach?
Yeah.
So the will to receive is open for the reception of the pleasure. Enjoys, fills.
And then it is not considered to be a zivug, coupling?
It's not considered a coupling. Coupling is the connection. It's not like a physical connection like in our world, but rather an internal spiritual connection. And it's according to equivalence of form. If we're talking about the will to receive and the will to bestow, they cannot be in connection between them because each of them does an opposite action from the other. So therefore, there cannot be a zivug there. When can they be in zivug and coupling? When their actions are equal. Who will change, the light or the kli? The light can change. He is the first one. The kli can change. So by inviting the reforming light, it changes in its quality of action, meaning receives in order to bestow. That's the action of the female, the desire that should do so. It works out that in this, they begin to be in zivug, in coupling. Therefore, it's called man and woman. Divinity dwells between them. Otherwise, there cannot be a coupling. Why? Because this is a common action between the two of them. Meaning the Creator has to be between a male and female, between the will to receive and the will to bestow, because He arranges them in equivalence. And in them, they do the coupling, in the Creator Himself, above themselves. I don't know how to express it otherwise. Therefore, in our world, it's just simply a beastly, animalistic, corporeal action. And not even beastly, because animals already do love or hate or closeness or distancing according to nature. And we do it truly in an excessive manner by me wanting to harm another. Even not as much as it'll do good for me, but bad for the other. Therefore, in us, we are completely distant from the connection. And we will move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but let's sing a song together first.
לא נממש את החיים מלא כבר השיעה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשיר כאיש אחד נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה עד שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר החיבור בין חברים נפרדנו